What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? I told y'all I'll be right back with another episode. We're doing part two on no self-control because we got to get into this. And you know, I don't want to be biased, so we're going to have us the male perspective. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all know we're available on all platforms. Don't forget to go and get the 1186 Real Artesian Water because I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador. Y'all ready for this episode? Let's go. We're going to dive right in. What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? We got episode 78 live in direct. And I told y'all, as promised, we was going to drop this week. And I told y'all we're going to have us a male perspective. So as you know, episode 77 was talking about no self-control, you know. And the topic came about because it's a real deal issue. And you know, a lot of women have to deal with in the workplace, them holding themselves a certain type of way and still dealing with, you know, that male energy and that forceful male energy. Because it's not all of them, you know what I mean? It's just some of them. So who was that? Erica. I told y'all Erica made a post about it in real estate. Women in real estate not being able to just make transactions and do things without a lot of hoopla from the males. And, you know, and them taking these transactions and these buyings and these showings and want to go out on dates and what have you. So I was like, boom, we really got to expedite the episode. And we did. Okay. So we back. Part two. No self-control, right? I started part one off with just talking about like how it goes about how it goes down. Part two, I got Brian with me. Tell the people, hey, Brian.
How y'all doing?
That's Brian. It's going to be featuring Brian. Put your name on there. Say featuring Brian. Ains, you want your name on there like that? Okay. It's going to be on there like that. So, all right. Episode 78. We're talking about no self-control. This is part two. So, I want to ask you. I want to ask you. First things first, have you ever been in a workplace and came on to a woman? You know, just basically like couldn't hold it in and just felt like, look, let me just try. She was giving off that energy and you just went for it and it wasn't what you thought.
Man, I don't be doing all that at work, so. Like, I talk to people, but I really don't talk to people when I be at work because I don't mix my work with my personal life, so, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I ain't gonna say that I have never tried to holler at a woman that I work with, but like, it's not to the extent where I'm just throwing myself out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I might speak or say a little something, you know what I'm saying? Hold a little conversation here or there, but most of the time, like, I just try to, like, be a person friend, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it go there, it go there. But as far as, like, really just shooting my shot, like, I don't really be doing all that work. If I catch her outside of work, I maybe, but not at work.
If you catch her outside of work.
Yeah, but not at work, so.
So, yeah, that's the thing that I talked about that in episode 77. Like, some men await you out as well. Like, so have you ever sat around a woman that you wanted in the work environment and just, like, waited and waited and waited and then waited until y'all probably, like, wasn't working together no more and then you took, you know, took that step?
Man, I do that. To be honest with you, Brittany, even outside of work, I do that. Like, that's just how I am. Like, mm-hmm. any female I want, I ain't really finna do too much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm finna give you some free game right here. One thing I know about women don't want no man at all that's doing all that extra, you know what I mean?
Right.
They want the one that ain't studying them, that ain't paying them no attention at all.
So for facts!
Them. So I pretty
and
much...
And that's so,
like,
crazy.
You know what I mean?
I just told somebody that last week, that's like trying to get a... they trying to do something. It's a guy, he's trying to get this girl. And I told him, stop paying her attention. Just like you don't see her and why she going to come to you.
Yeah, because she going to want to know what it is about this nigga that ain't, why he ain't stemming, why he ain't acting like the rest of these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, women funny, bro. Women play games, you know what I mean? So, it's like, it's almost like either you going to play the game with them or you ain't going to pay them attention at all. You know what I mean? And I'm not finna play them game, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, if we going to do this, we going to do this, so. I just, like, I'm different. Like,
you wait them out.
Like, if that's what you want to call it, like, I ain't going to necessarily wait them out. I'm going to wait till I get a sign, you know what I'm saying? See, like, I'm going to see how she going to react.
Now, that's the perfect segue into my next thing I was going to ask you.
I'm gonna see how she gonna react, you know what I mean? Once I see her action and how she moving,
then
I may shoot my shot, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I ain't gonna really say wait it out because wait may turn into never with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care how much I like it.
Yeah. So that brings me into the next question. you said, I said, wait a minute, what was I finna ask you? You said, wait a minute, and then you said you might not, that might not happen. So, women in the workplace, do you feel like a lot of them do give off their energy, and then when it's time to show, you know what I mean, then they try to flip the script?
I mean,
can it ever be, okay, like women play, they'll play, some women do play victim. Some women will be all out there with it, and then they'll play victim when the time come. Like, have you been around women in an environment where they all flirtatious and stuff like that, and then when the time comes?
I mean, that's
like,
just women in general, though, Brittany. Cause one thing,
all women flirtatious.
One thing I learned about a woman is a woman can flirt all day and still have zero interest. You know what I mean? Yes. It could be just some fun to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, one thing about women is when it comes to men, if they want some, all that, like, if they go about getting it a certain way, like, not necessarily saying you gotta be a hoe, but if you give off a certain vibe, like, hey, I'm interested in you, or I'm fooling with you on a certain type of level, or pretty much they play these mind games to get what they want, and once they get what they want, it's like, oh, I ain't studying, like, the real deal come out. So it's all about, you gotta be able to read them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never really be able to understand a woman, you know what I mean? Like, so it's no use of trying, but if you just pay attention and observe, you can learn a lot of stuff about women, you know what I'm saying? Like, how they move, what such and such means, different little gestures, because everything ain't always what it seems like when it comes to women, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's different. Like I said.
So self-control, this title being no self-control, do you feel like, there are a great deal of men with self-control, or you feel like that's something that a lot of men lack?
Man, there's a lot of people that lack self-control, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Men and women. So
that's true.
I'm not just finna sit here and shoot my brother down, but I'm not finna just target the women either, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it go hand in hand. Like, it's all about who you dealing with and what type of level of maturity on and what type of mindset they got. Like, the biggest thing is some people don't understand that no means no, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't interested, I ain't interested. Whether I'm a female or a male, Just chill, be yourself, do what you do. If a person like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But don't be doing all this extra trying to get somebody to like, because even if you do, they not going to like you for you. They going to like you for the extra shit that you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, and you can only be able to do it for so long. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, that should be pointless.
So, okay. So let me ask you about, like, the clothing and things of that nature. This is something that women get always, you know, they be like, well, you showing it out, so that means you want somebody to see it and things of that nature. It's kind of like diverting a little bit from, but how do you feel about, like, girls that do that all day, they showing their butt online, they wear the clothes that's revealing, and then when it gets time to, they be like, well, I can wear what I want to wear, I can post what I want to post. Do you feel like that's an open invitation to a man, even though, you know, a no, like you said, no means no, but some men are not mature enough, you know, to just be able to see it for what it is. Some men go past it or try to force their way past it. So, but do you feel like that's an open invitation, like what women wear?
All right, well, we ain't gonna get off subject. We talking about the workplace and self-control.
Yeah, but
so
they...
I'm gonna just relate what you asking me to that. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, with what you asking me about the dress code.
Yeah, that goes to the work. Because look, we had somebody that had complaints on her because of that. They were saying her clothes were skin tight and
just
the guys.
Just listen to me. Women, like, I done worked in warehouses. I done worked, like, at different type of job, like construction. I done been in different fields. And each field I done ever worked in, there has been women that worked also. One thing I noticed just by, like, working in warehouses is a lot of women may like to come to work in tights. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some men may look at that as, oh, she just trying to be seen because, you know, tights hug your body a certain way. They kind of revealing. But at the same time, some women just like to be comfortable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some do wear it for the attention, but some wear it to be comfortable. It's all about the person. You can't just put everybody in one group. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we fail to realize as people. We always base a whole circle off one assumption. You know what I mean? So just because one person does this don't mean this is why this person is doing. You know what I mean?
That's
Even though the reason why they doing it may be true, You just can't group everybody in the same category. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even still, if they are doing it, like I said earlier, they may be doing that just because, oh, I know if I go to work looking like this, such and such, these guys going to be looking this, that, and the third. Hey, I may can get my work done easy just because I know they're going to be trying to holler. They're going to be trying to do everything. The privilege. Most trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the mind game. You know what I'm saying? Like, some guys will do it, some guys won't. You know what I mean? It's a way for them to get something without having to put forth any effort into getting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And us as men, what we got to learn is we got to stop thinking with our head and start thinking with our head. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because thinking with your head to get you in some fucked up situation.
So how do you become, okay, so how do you become, does that come with maturity and come, you know what I mean, come with age and as you start to just grow up? Because it's still like some older guys that think with their head too now.
Man, it come with life, you know
come
what I mean?
Life.
It come with life. Like, you get put in certain situations or certain things happen, then you learn from it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life is about listening. Some people, it take the worst for them to understand, like, hey, bro, I can't move like this. Some people can look at other people's situation like, dang, this happened to this person, so I ain't trying to be like this. So get what? I'm going to move like this. It's all about lessons that you learn. Sometimes your best life lesson is experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
Your best lesson is experience. Once you go through something, if you don't learn from it, then you're a fool.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you had a daughter and she was dealing with this in the workplace, what would be your daddy-daughter advice to your daughter about, you know, just probably having men to be coming on to her in the workplace? Like, give me your advice. Because it was people under the post, I know under Eric post, they was like, well, just make sure you don't make... They was giving her advice about how to go on about handling it. And some of it made sense and some of it didn't make sense, but what advice would you give to your daughter and she was like dealing with it in the workplace?
First of all, I asked my daughter, what are you doing to cause this attention? You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes women can do things to cause unwanted attention. And that goes back to like the whole little clothes thing you were just asking me about.
Mm-hmm.
If you revealing yourself or over revealing yourself, of course, you're going to get attention from men because men are hornballs. Like I said, they think with one head instead of thinking with the other.
Right.
So if you causing this attention and you don't want this attention, you can't complain about this attention. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? If you're not causing this attention and you still getting it, then that's when, you know, it's a problem. You have to reevaluate. Like, what? So, and also, like, if she come to me with a problem, first, like, I'm just going to all the way assess the situation. Like, I'm going to ask her certain questions. I'm going to see, like, what is she doing to cause any of these problems that she's saying that she having. Then once we get that part in the bud, then anything outside of that, like, we just going to, like, it is what it is. We're going to handle it because ain't no question being asked. Like, I really hope and wish I don't have a daughter because, for one, these men and young guys are so disrespectful these days.
Yes, they
like,
are.
I don't play by my child. I got a son, and I don't play by him, so I know I wouldn't play by my daughter. You know what I mean? Like, I'd probably be in jail somewhere for killing somebody. Just guns to God. So, I really don't even like to think about those things, you know what I mean? But if I was to have a daughter and she was to come to me with anything like that, like, I just have to, like, pretty much tell her, like, I'm... Me personally, I be already helped my daughters to have men and all. You know, mm-hmm. my daughter gonna know how to handle men anyway.
But that's the thing. That's what I was talking about in the first episode. Like, for me, I feel like I handle myself well around men. Now, you know, you're gonna get called mean. You're gonna get called a lot of names when you just being about business. But it still be men that you look like. It'll be a man like you look to, you respect so much, and you be like, you in your mind you thinking like, okay, he not one of these guys, you know what I'm saying? You working around, then boom, they try to talk to you, or they try to, you know what I'm saying, make a pass. And it's constantly, like, it is consistently, you every time you be wanting to think or like, nah, they ain't gonna be like this, it end up being them ones, and they be like that.
One thing I can say, bro, you can't say nobody ain't gonna be like that. Like,
yeah, that's
you,
right.
If you a woman,
yeah,
and you attracted to men, you gonna be like that. If you a man and you attracted to women, you gonna be like that. It's not about you being like this, about how you go about it.
Yeah.
Ain't no, I don't know one man, me included, who finna just be your friend and not have no type of interest in you. Mm. Whether it's upfront or it's growing interest.
Yeah.
Some men try to get actually know a person or start out, hey, man, I just want to be this person's friend, see how you is, see how you, what type of personality. Because all women not good either, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So sometimes you can have, get into things called fatal attraction. So just because I'm coming at you, I'm just keeping it cool, being friend, that's one way to get a woman. Like, you just, you know what I mean? Like, just be cool about
being
the situation, you know what I'm saying?
And everything,
like,
yo.
Well, I ain't gonna say all that, because you, like, you show too much interest, she ain't gonna be stunned you either, because she already know she can get you. Like, women don't want what they can't have, but she knows she got you already. You done already lost. So it's like, you gotta show enough interest to get her interested, but you can't show too much interest to let her know, like, hey, you still gotta have that mysterious factor in there, you know what I mean? So it's like, so you starting off just being a person friend, that's the best way to do it. So you can't never just say, oh, this man ain't like that. Yeah, he like that.
Yeah.
If he like pussy, he like pussy. He like that. You see what I'm saying? The only way he not gonna be like that is if he like dick.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And I think that's something we had to really come to grips with, just like you said. Like, listen to what I said, and then you just had to come in and correct me. You be wanting to think as a woman, and I think most of us think like this. We be wanting to really think like, you know, you'll be around somebody, and just because they haven't tried you in a certain amount of time, like, they still a man, you know what I mean? And we be thinking like, okay.
Nah, he may be waiting to see if you gonna come on to him. You know what I'm saying?
That's who.
Because there are some aggressive women out here, and like,
it surely is.
When a woman wants you, she wants you. She gonna, like, I've experienced it, bro. Like,
what you experience?
It had been females that I like, that I wanted to shoot my shot. I just sat back and played it cool to see how they were going to react. And once they seen that, like, oh, he ain't made no move, they started making moves like, oh, shit, what's up? Like, and we're going hard the same way y'all saying men with no self-control.
They had
no self-control. It's all about, it's one thing about it, like, once a person is obsessed with something, they lose self-control. You know what I mean? There is no self-control. So it's like, it go both ways.
It go both ways. Yeah, it do. Because it is a lot. Just like you said, it's a lot of women out here that be doing some stuff that shot me. Like, and I mean, just because it's not me, I still respect that. You know, that's how they is. But it be like all the proposing. Even with that, to me. Now, I ain't finna never get on my knee and propose no man. But it's like certain stuff like that. Like, the stuff that you wouldn't even imagine women doing back then. Like, all that's off limits. Like, they doing the dash now. So, you can't never say. But, yeah.
I used to be one of those men, though. Like, I ain't gonna say I ain't had no self control, but it's like once I got to a certain point, I wasn't able to control myself. Like, damn, like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But now I done got to a point of like, well, I really don't care. Like, I'm like, I could be friends with a female and that be perfectly cool with, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be no more than that.
Yeah,
I treat you like my girl and just strictly be your friend. Cause like, I really don't care for titles and relationships and all that. All I want is respect. If we gonna got doggone beef, like, we gonna, if you got my big interest that hard, we got a bun. We fucking with each other. We fucking with each other. We ain't gotta be no boyfriend, girlfriend, all that. Like, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you down for me, you keep it 100. You respect me, I'm there for you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you, hold on. So you would never feel like, even when it started to get real serious, you know what I mean, years down the line, titles and stuff just still don't exist. You can stay under control.
Man, look,
to that point.
The only title that's ever going to exist in my mind is married. Like, it is husband and wife. Other than that, we friends. That's it.
Really, until y'all get married.
We friends.
I'm gonna be honest. You're single.
We ain't got to put a boy and girl in front of her. I'm a man, you a female. We friends.
Mm-hmm.
If we fuck, we fuck. If we don't, we don't. Oh, well. If you only dealing with me and I'm only dealing with you, oh, well. We friends. We only dealing with each other. We not boyfriend and girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
That's just a title. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care for the title. You know what I mean? Cause,
I
really don't care for the relationship. You know what I mean?
You don't care for it because you don't want to do the work, or you don't care for it because you feel like you burned out on it, or you've done it all.
It ain't about doing no work. It ain't no work. You know what I'm saying? The same work that people classify in relationships is the same work you classify when you're dealing with a friend. Mm-hmm. Either way it go, you got to be respectful. You got to be loyal. You got to be truthful, honest. You know what I'm saying? All these same things that you got to do.
They are relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendship is the same as a ship.
Right.
Relationship, friendship. All that is just different kinds of shit. But if you dealing with a person, the best thing to do is be 100 about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't lie to them. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got their best interest in heart, if you ain't genuine with what you do, what's the point? You know what I mean? That's why I said, like, all that stuff is just titles. If I deal with you, I deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I fool with you, I fool with you. On whatever level I fool with you on.
I understand. Okay, so we're about to get ready to close out. So, tell me this. For women that's dealing with this situation in the workplace, or they feel like they handling themselves properly and it's still coming their way, give them some tips on what they need to be doing. Well, you kind of already said, like, as far as, like, your daughter, you
go reevaluate what you're doing. You may feel like you're handling yourself properly, but are you really handling yourself properly? Because one thing I know, if you're handling yourself properly, a man will leave you alone.
Yeah,
if you're not handling yourself properly, man, gonna keep it. Put it like this: if all you got to offer is some ass, all a nigga want to do is fuck. If you got more to offer than just a piece of ass, nigga gonna want more than a piece of ass from you.
All right,
man. So it's that simple. So what you think in your mind and how you look at things might not be what it really is. Some women are delusional. People are delusional.
Yeah.
So just because you feel like you handling yourself in a certain way that you supposed to, the way your mindset set up don't mean that's the way you should be handling yourself. In your mind, you handle yourself the right way, but in actuality, you still doing things that are causing this unwanted attention.
Right.
So you have to really sit and reevaluate yourself, be truthful with yourself, take accountability for the things that you are doing. Because one thing I have learned about women, it's hard for women to take accountability for that shit.
Oh, Lord.
As much as they talking dog men for different, this, that, and the third.
That's
if women was to ever take accountability for their actions, men would do as half of the shit that they would do.
So we unaccountable beings. Nah, it ain't all us, though.
Nothing replies to everyone. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
Well, that's a good point. Just go back and reevaluate. And ladies, like, that is a good point because, you know, for the most part, a lot of people can't just go back and look at yourself. A lot of people don't go back and, you know what I mean, correct what they've done wrong. They wrong. Some people don't go back and apologize. So go back and kind of look at yourself and see what you're doing. Because somebody told me that 2 weeks ago. They was like, you a flirt. And I was like, what? And I wasn't doing nothing but talking. They was like, yeah, you a flirt. And I'm like, that's the way they look at it. And, you know, I've never looked at it like that. So, you know, it ain't all just about the way I look at it. Because I'm me. So, I ain't going to see everything about me. So, I be open to, like, you know what I'm saying, taking that outside advice. And that's what they told me. So, it's just like, you do got to kind of go back and just evaluate. And then I'm in the business of talking. So, I talk a little more, you know, than normal. I'm talking about the award. I'm talking about go follow me on platforms and blah, 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 blah. So, I was like, okay, you know, I can kind of see that. So, yep. So that's all we got. You want to say anything else? You got anything they need to follow you on? Y'all make you still cut hair?
Yeah, but I don't cut no shop.
No.
House calls.
House calls. Y'all make sure y'all go and follow the $1 billion barber on Instagram.
$50 haircut. You ain't got $50 on call.
$50 haircuts. He'll pull up on you. $100. Should be $100. You going to the house? You can break a mold like that. Like $100 house calls.
I ain't trying to kill nobody, Brittany.
Okay, you right. Women pay like $300-$500 for weeds, so hell,
cause I ain't got nothing to do with what they do.
Now I'm just saying the hair business alone, like that's $1 trillion business. So hell,
cause I understand that, but I ain't trying to do all.
But convenience though, you pulling up to their house.
$50.
Alright, yeah. You right though, cause it is still a pandemic going on.
Yeah, if they want to tip, they can tip, but $50.
Okay, yeah.
Taking nothing less.
Y'all going to follow the $1 billion barber on Instagram. Thank y'all for listening. I told y'all I was going to do a part two. We finna drop this thing right now. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on all platforms. Priceless Motivation. Don't forget to go and get that 1186 Real Artesian Water. I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador. We just had the second half of the plant to open up this week, man. So it's real, real major. I appreciate y'all for all the support. Thank y'all for listening. I know y'all going to give me feedback on this episode. And we out.